Hello, my name is Evelyn Palin. I'm head of research at the Munich AG, and I'm going to talk about our data generated in collaboration with Professor Son from City of Hope regarding No1-FE diflutomus calcium. This is our disclaimer forward-looking statement, and these are the conflicts of interest of all authors. No1 is a transcription factor that has been described in the literature as neuroprotective due to its direct and indirect effects on neurons, which enhances their survival, health, and functionality. Most of the existing literature on No1 comes from studies on other neurodegenerative diseases. In multiple sclerosis, peripheral No1 levels have been shown to be lower compared to healthy controls, and these levels are negatively correlated with disease aggressiveness. Additionally, in the brain of progressive MS patients, higher No1 expression correlates with greater neuronal density and longer time to wheelchair dependence or death, suggesting a potential neuroprotective role. Vidofludimus calcium, a small molecule, has been shown in vitro to bind to and activate No1, exhibiting a dual function as both a No1 activator and a DHODH inhibitor. As a No1 activator, it may have the potential of neuroprotective effects, while DHODH inhibition by vidofludimus calcium reduces pathological immune cell responses and prevents reactivation of Epstein-Barr virus. Here we focus on the EAE animal model commonly used to study MS, and observe that vidofludimus calcium treatment reduces disease severity and immune cell infiltration. Assessing neuronal axonal injury, we found that vidofludimus calcium treatment reduced plasma neurofilament light chain levels, a marker of neuronal damage, as well as decreased axonal injury marker, ABP, observed through histology. Due to the complexity of the EAE model and in vivo systems in general, multiple mechanisms may contribute to the observed effects of vidofludimus calcium. However, in an in vitro apoptosis assay using murine neuronal cell line, we clearly demonstrated that vidofludimus calcium can directly reduce neurofilament light chain levels in the supernatant and increases neuronal survival most likely by targeting No1. Next, we aimed to assess potential target engagement of No1 in the murine EAE model by examining the protein and RNA expression of No1 target genes. In the periphery, we focused on the protein brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which plays a role in neuronal survival and may serve as a peripheral biomarker. We observed that BDNF is upregulated in the vidofludimus calcium treatment group. Additionally, analysis of total gene expression in the central nervous system revealed that No1 target genes are also upregulated in mice treated with vidofludimus calcium, indicating potential in vivo targeting of No1. In conclusion, both our current and previous preclinical data suggest that vidofludimus calcium has the potential to address both relapses and neurodegeneration by targeting No1 and DHODH. And with this, I would like to thank you for your attention.